UN absolves China of genocide, says may be guilty of crimes against Uyghurs. By Francis Martel on September 1, 2022. The United Nations Human Rights Office published its long-awaited report on Chinese Communist Party abuses against Uyghurs and other non-Han ethnic groups in East Turkestan on Wednesday, effectively confirming the atrocities researchers and journalists have documented for years but refusing to acknowledge the systematic elimination of these groups as genocide. The word genocide does not appear in the 48-page document. The UN also refers to the mass enslavement of Uyghurs as forced labor, but not slavery, and refers to China's concentration camps by their Communist Party name, Vocational Education and Training Centers, VETC. The agency claimed that, as per the government and in contravention of eyewitness testimony, the concentration camps have not existed since 2019, and alleged it was not in a position to confirm this either way. Uyghur activists and allied human rights organizations have spent months demanding that the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, OCHR, release a report based on former High Commissioner Michelle Bachelet's visit to East Turkestan, which the Communist Party refers to as Xinjiang, in May. At the time, Bachelet visited the region and Beijing but was largely prevented from touring concentration camps or meeting with victims of communist abuses. Bachelet, the socialist former president of Chile, praised dictator Xi Jinping for alleged tremendous achievements in human rights during her visit to China and claimed that the Communist Party had dismantled its network of an estimated 1,200 concentration camps used to torture, rape, indoctrinate, sterilize, and enslave members of non-Han ethnic groups in East Turkestan. The United Nations published its official report on Bachelet's visit on her last day as High Commissioner. As of Thursday, she no longer holds the position, despite having been eligible to run for a second term. The UN Human Rights Office used the report to conclude that, based on its imprisonment and surveillance of Uyghurs and other Muslim-majority ethnic minority groups, it may be guilty of international crimes. Serious human rights violations have been committed in Zhuhr, Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region, in the context of the government's application of counter-terrorism and counter-extremism strategies. The report asserted, taking for granted Beijing's claim that its destruction of Uyghur culture and concentration camp system is a means of containing radical Islamic terrorism. The report nonetheless found, the extent of arbitrary and discriminatory detention of members of Uyghur and other predominantly Muslim groups may constitute international crimes, in particular crimes against humanity. While stating it is grateful to the government and other institutions for helping with the report, the OCHR largely uses information published by independent scholars such as Adrian Sens, who published the Xinjiang Police Files, a database of concentration camp victims, police training documents, and other key government information, shortly before Bachelet arrived in East Turkestan, and human rights groups rather than any data collected by Bachelet herself. The report credits the government for official documentation and information, including laws, policies, statistical data, court decisions, and official statements and white papers that were already in the public domain, leaving unclear how Beijing cooperated with the OCHR. Notably, unlike the source material it heavily depended on, the UN report does not find that China is guilty of genocide. It also documents extensive non-consensual medical testing on concentration camp victims but does not detail this testing, which eyewitnesses have said in the past is consistent with testing for live organ harvesting. The accusations of organ harvesting do not appear in the report. The largest share of unique evidence the UN debuted is the content of 40 interviews with individuals with direct and first-hand knowledge of the situation in Zhuhr, including concentration camp victims, all of which allegedly had never spoken about their experiences before. Like previous eyewitness testimonies, the concentration camp victims who spoke to UN personnel described the widespread use of rape, torture, involuntary drugging, and incessant communist indoctrination by staff in the camps. Their accounts included being beaten with batons, including electric batons while strapped in a so-called tiger chair, being subjected to interrogation with water being poured in their faces, the report read in part, prolonged solitary confinement, and being forced to sit motionless on small stools for prolonged periods of time. The report also documented rape against mainly women, including having been forced by guards to perform oral sex in the context of an interrogation and various forms of sexual humiliation, including forced nudity. The document mentions rape only briefly and amidst some of the most outrageous accusations that concentration camp survivors have levied in public, such as the use of electric batons to rape women, gang rape in secret rooms by camp guards, and an alleged instance in which a woman was raped in front of 200 other prisoners and those who winced or tried to look away were punished. Outside of the camps, the report mentions the existence of the Becoming Family program, in which the Chinese government forces non-Han families to accept Han party members as family to live in their home. Past reports have documented extensive sexual assault of the women in the households, as sometimes these relatives force themselves to sleep in bed with the family matriarch. The UN documented only sexual harassment and other forms of intrusive discomfort as part of the Becoming Family program. Other atrocities the document hints at in only a cursory manner are medical violations that other reports have indicated may be in the service of harvesting organs from prisoners. Almost all interviewees described either injections, pills or both being administered regularly, as well as blood samples being regularly collected in the VIC facilities, the report noted. The United Nations acknowledged reports of widespread forced sterilization of women beginning in 2017 and a corresponding collapse in Uyghur and non-Han birth rates in East Turkestan following the implementation of this program. Official population figures indicate a sharp decline in birth rates in Zwar from 2017, the report read. In Hatin, which is 96% Uyghur, birth rates went from 20.94% in 2,016,246 to 8.58% per 1,000 births in 2018. Several women interviewed by OKR raised allegations of forced birth control, in particular forced IUD placements and possible forced sterilizations with respect to Uyghur and ethnic Kazakh women, the report continued. Some women spoke of the risk of harsh punishments including internment or imprisonment for violations of the family planning policy. Human rights experts around the world have concluded that the eradication of non-Han culture coupled with forced sterilization presents compelling evidence for genocide, which the UN's laws define as acts committed with intent to destroy, in whole or in part, a national, ethnical, racial or religious group. The UN, however, did not use that word in its report. The report instead concluded vaguely that crimes against humanity, a catch-all for a series of crimes meant as a widespread or systematic attack directed against any civilian population, may have occurred in East Turkestan. The UN urged the Chinese government to voluntarily cease committing such potential crimes against humanity. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.